party. Let's meet today's contestants. An aerospace engineer from Santa Cruz, California, Jack Mooney. A patient care coordinator from San Diego, California, Elaine Zatarain. And our returning champion, a story analyst originally from Williamstown, New Jersey, Kevin Walsh, whose 4 day cash winnings total $81,700. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Hi, folks. As you all know, if you're regular fans of Jeopardy, when a player wins 5 games in a row, he or she automatically qualifies for the Tournament of Champions. Kevin is the first player to be positioned for that this year. In the 2 games so far this week, he has been dynamite. 2 games that were runaways yesterday, he eliminated both his opponents. He was the only one in Final Jeopardy. Elaine and Jack, good luck. Welcome. Here we go. Into the Jeopardy round. And into these categories. Okay, boomerang. Next, it's a fact. Holidays and observances. 2-word TV titles. Which country's forest? Identify the country. And finally, contronyms. Each correct response, a single word with 2 meanings that kind of contradict each other. Kevin, start us.
2-word TV titles for 200.
It starred Hugh Bonneville as the Earl of Grantham, Lord of the Title Dwelling. Kevin?
It is Downton Abbey.
Yes.
2-word titles, 400.
It co-starred R.J. Mitty as Walter Jr. Kevin?
It was Breaking Bad.
Yes.
2-word titles, 600.
Long before Tom Cruise was Ethan Hunt on the big screen, Peter Graves was Mr. Phelps on this TV show. Jack?
What is Mission Impossible?
You're on the board now.
TV, 800.
In this 2020 reboot, Matthew Reese, as the title character, starts out as a private eye, then becomes a defense lawyer. Kevin?
It was Perry Mason.
Yes.
2-word titles, 1,000.
Nadia Volvokov is caught in a time loop in this acclaimed Netflix series. And that series is Russian Doll. You knew that, Kevin.
Yeah, couldn't remember it.
Okay.
Contronyms for 200.
It can mean on view, like the moon, or no longer visibly functioning, like a light bulb. Kevin.
What is out?
Out, that's the word.
Contronyms, 400.
Something firm and immovable, or to move back and forth like a cradle. Jack.
What is a rock?
Yes.
Contronyms, 600.
It can mean repaired or no longer working, like a spayed dog. Jack.
What is fixed?
Yes.
Contronyms, 800.
Something you didn't notice, or watchful supervision of a project. Kevin.
What is overlook?
Nope. Elaine or Jack? You're close. What is oversight? Mm. Back to you, Jack.
Contronyms, 1,000.
It can mean an assortment of different types or one type in particular. And the word is variety. Mm. Jack, we go somewhere else now.
Fact 200.
This smallest planet is the fastest moving, circling the sun in 88 days. Kevin.
It was Mercury.
Yes.
Fact 400.
This Utah body of water is several times more saline than the oceans. Jack.
Where's the Great Salt Lake?
Right.
It's a fact 600.
To prevent Marines from landing, in 1991, this country dumped millions of gallons of oil into the Persian Gulf. Jack.
What is Iraq?
Yes.
It's a fact 800.
The name of these 2 states goes back to a Sioux word for friend or ally. And that would be the Dakotas, North and South Dakota. Jack?
It's a fact 1,000.
The term Cold War was first used in print by this British author in his essay, You and the Atomic Bomb. And the author's name is George Orwell. Mm. All right, we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out there's a good story here involving Jack Mooney, who once flew a helicopter across Baghdad with over $1 million in your backpack. Tell me about that.
Indeed. In the early days of the Iraq War, we had to pay all our contracts in cash, and I was a pay agent, and I had to pay several contracts at once, and I showed up at the finance office, and I was amazed that $1 million fit in a backpack. It's kind of humbling.
Isn't that amazing? All right. You delivered it all, I take it.
Yes, I was never so happy to get $1 million off of my hands.
Okay. Elaine Zatarain is from San Diego. It says here that you have a special talent with regard to catching food. What do you do?
So if you toss it to me, I can catch it in my mouth like a seal.
Now, when does this ability develop in somebody?
I saw something on TV where people were doing it with hard-boiled eggs, and so my sister and I started to practice.
How old were you at the time?
Probably about 7.
Ah, and you've become a professional at it.
It's my only party trick.
Okay, good for you. Kevin Walsh is our 4-time champion, ladies and gentlemen. After 25 years of attending Comic-Con, he decided to do something slightly different.
I finally tried cosplay, dressing up as a character.
Uh-huh. Which character?
Well, I say Luke Skywalker, but my friends insist on saying it's old Luke. So.
Good sense of humor. Jack, we come back to you. You're in the lead with 2,600, so go ahead, make your selection for us, please.
All right, let's do Boomerang 200.
Non-returning boomerangs have been used by these first people of Australia for centuries to hunt, dig, and skin animals. Kevin.
With the Aborigines?
That's right.
Boomerang 400.
The bend near the middle of a boomerang is called this, also a joint in the body that can bend. Kevin.
Was the elbow?
Yes.
Boomerang 600.
The 1922 discovery of his tomb revealed a weapons stash including swords, bows, slingshots, and boomerang-like throw sticks. Jack.
It was King Tut?
Yes.
Boomerang 800.
Ever fashion forward, this DC Comics superhero wears a royal tiara that can also be weaponized as a boomerang. Elaine.
Who is Wonder Woman.
You got her.
Okay, for 1,000.
Possibly the world's oldest boomerang was found in 1987 in a 23,000-year-old Polish cave and was made out of the tusk of one of these. Elaine.
What is a woolly mammoth?
Yes.
Holidays and observances for 200?
Exodus chapter 12 tells the story of this Jewish holiday. Kevin.
What is Passover?
You are right.
Holidays 400.
Union leader Peter McGuire is given credit for creating this holiday in 1882. Jack.
What is Labor Day?
Yes.
Holidays 600.
Answer. Daily Double. You have twice as much money as either of your opponents.
True Daily Double, please.
All right, for 7,200. Here's the clue. April 22nd was chosen for this observance because it fell between spring break and final exams.
What is spring break?
No. What is Earth Day? Earth Day. So you drop down, but you're not that far behind. Go.
Holidays 800.
Thanksgiving is followed by Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and this weekday named for a certain way to shop. Jack.
What is Cyber Monday?
Yes.
Holidays 1000.
Until 1954, it was known as Armistice Day in the United States. Kevin.
What is Veterans Day?
You got it.
Forest 200.
Der Schwarzwald. Elaine.
What is Germany?
That's the country.
400, please.
Sumatra Rainforest. Elaine.
What is Indonesia?
Right.
600.
Fundy National Park. Kevin.
What is Australia?
Nope. Later, Jack.
Bay.
Bay of Fundy. Canada. Back to you, Elaine.
800, please.
Epping Forest. Forest of Dean. That's England. England. And now the last clue. Tongass National Forest. Oh, you're going to hate yourselves for missing this one. It's the United States. All right. We have Jack now in third place. So that means he goes first in Double Jeopardy. Elaine in the lead right now. Back in a moment. All right. The first game this week in which our champion Kevin does not forge a big lead. Jack, you're selecting first from these categories in Double Jeopardy. Pick-Puri, scientists, Sweden lows and highs, African-American writers, 80s and 90s hit parade, and finally making a 4A. There will be 4 A's in each correct response. Not too intimidating. Start.
Scientist 400, please.
Anna Rundgren's wedding ring is visible in the first of these, taken by her husband Wilhelm in 1895. Jack.
Was an X-ray.
Yes.
Scientist 800.
Answer. Australian dollar, just like that. You can tie for the lead.
2,000, please.
All right. Here is the clue. Galileo mistakenly concluded that these were caused by the orbit of the Earth and not the proximity of the moon and sun.
What are the tides?
Tides is right, and that puts you in the lead at 3,200.
Scientist, 1,200.
This naturalist's journey on the Beagle took him to barren Ascension Island. He promoted terraforming it with trees. Kevin.
Who's Darwin?
Correct.
Scientist, 1,600.
Thermometers in Holland got more accurate after this lad moved there in 1701 when poisonous mushrooms left him an orphan. Kevin?
Who's Fahrenheit?
Yes. You picked one of the two and you picked the right one.
Scientist, 2,000.
During World War II, this computer scientist and code breaker converted his money into silver and buried it. He never found his buried treasure. Kevin.
Who is Turing?
Alan Turing, right.
4A for 400.
These nuts originated in Australia, not Hawaii. Kevin.
What is macadamia?
That has four A's, yes.
4A, 800.
Goodbye, Joe. We gotta go to the bayou for this Cajun rice, seafood, and meat dish. Jack.
Where's jambalaya?
Yes.
4A, 1200.
Answer there. Daily double. You found them both in the round. And you have a chance to go back into the lead.
I'll do 2,000, please.
Two it is. This royal title is from Sanskrit words meaning great king.
What is Grand Poobah?
No, what is Maharaja? Maharaja. All right, pick again.
4A, 1600.
It's another word for a bachelor's degree. Kevin.
What is baccalaureate?
Good.
4A, 2000.
This verb means to mix into a compound, specifically with mercury. And that word is amalgamate. Back to you, Kevin.
80s and 90s hit parade, 400.
This group's first number one hit was inspired by a note Andrew Ridgely left his mom, asking her to wake him up, up. Kevin.
Was Wham?
Wham, right.
80s, 90s, 800.
A hit by this British group says, I smell like I sound, I'm lost and I'm found, and I'm hungry like the wolf. Elaine.
Who is Duran Duran?
Yes.
1200.
This pop star who passed away in 2020 had his first number one hit in 1980 with Lady, written by Lionel Richie. Elaine.
Who is Kenny Rogers?
Correct.
80s, 1600.
This Bon Jovi album yielded the number one hits You Give Love a Bad Name and Living on a Prayer. Kevin.
What is Slippery When Wet?
Yes.
80s, 90s, 2000.
In 1999, this Matchbox 20 frontman joined Santana for the hit song Smooth. Elaine.
Who is Rob Thomas?
You got him.
Pick Puri for 400.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo or bison roam. In this national park, it has the largest number of them on public land. Elaine.
What is Yellowstone?
Yes.
Pick Puri for 800.
It's the numerical name for the large hold vinyl single seen here. Kevin.
What is it, 45?
Correct.
1,200, pick Puri.
This U.S. city has been hosting an annual international balloon fiesta for nearly 50 years. Elaine.
What is Albuquerque?
Right.
Pick Puri for 1,600.
2020 marks the 100th birthday of this British lad who, with his toy bear, inspired his dad's famous stories. Elaine.
Who is Christopher Robin?
Right.
Pick Puri for 2,000.
This 11-letter French word means a variety of meats, cheeses, and other snacks. Elaine.
What is charcuterie?
Yes, and that takes you to $200 off the lead.
African-American writers for 400.
To write her play Twilight, Anna Deavere Smith interviewed 350 people who experienced the 1992 riots in this city. Kevin.
What is Los Angeles?
Yes.
African-American writers, 800.
Sarah M. Broom's New Orleans family home, this kind of narrow house with a firearm name, inspired her memoir, The Yellow House. Kevin.
What is a shotgun shack?
Yep.
1,200 African-American writers.
Novelist Marita Golden paid homage to this woman in an essay called Zora and Me. Kevin.
Was Hurston?
Yes.
1,600 African-American writers.
This creator of TV's Grey's Anatomy revealed how saying yes changed her life in her book, Year of Yes. Kevin.
Who's Shonda Rhimes?
Yes.
African-American writers, 2000.
In the novel Black Betty by this author, private investigator E.Z. Rollins is hired to find a missing woman. correct response was Walter Mosley. One category left, Kevin.
Sweden for 400, please.
Hi. Founded by Ingvar Kamprad in Almhult, Sweden, it's now the world's largest furniture retailer. Elaine.
What is IKEA?
Yes.
800, please.
Low. In the 1958 World Cup final, Sweden lost on its home soil 5-2 to Pele and the rest of this country's team. Elaine.
What is Brazil?
Right.
1200?
High. This man, born in Stockholm in 1833, established some very prestigious awards. Kevin.
Who's Nobel?
Good.
16.
Low. In a twist like one out of his Millennium Mysteries, some fans think this author was murdered in 2004. Kevin.
Was Stieg Larsson?
Yes. Now the last clue. High. All three of the Oscars Sweden won for Best Foreign Language Film were for movies directed by this man. Elaine.
Who is Bergman?
Ingmar Bergman. You are right. Taking you up to 14,800. And Jack is still very much alive in third place with 2,000. Final Jeopardy still to come, of course, and today we deal with this subject. Movie appearances. That's a good subject. I bet you you'll try out. We'll find out when we come back to reveal the clue after this.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... A jack-o'-lantern can be a pumpkin or one of these common fungi that has a similar orange color. What is a mushroom? Happy Geico Ween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
A very popular subject on Jeopardy, particularly for final movie appearances. Players, here's your clue. Not an actor... This man, who died in 2018, appeared briefly in some 40 mainly action films with a combined $30 billion worldwide gross. 30 seconds, good luck. Jack, we'll come to you first. One incorrect response threw you off your game and your rhythm, and you wound up in third place with 2,000. Let's see, though, if you came up with the correct final. You weren't able to do that, and you lost how much money? $19.99, leaving you with a dollar. Elaine started slowly, then got some rhythm going and built up beautifully to wind up at 14,800. And this response... Who is Stan Lee, who did some clues for us a couple of years ago. Yes, he created a lot of those superheroes for comics. And you risked 14,000. That takes you to 28,800. Now to our champion, Kevin Walsh. He wrote down his response quickly. That's usually a good sign. He came up with a correct response. And did he risk enough? Oh, a big wager today. 11,001, giving in 29,601. And now a five-day total of $111,301. You're going to come back in the Tournament of Champions. But you're going to come back tomorrow also, aren't you? Play again?
Sure.
Thanks. Okay, thanks. We'll see you then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
A Maryland family getting justice in a nearly 20-year-old murder case on their own. The rare move they're making tonight. And whether in person, by mail, or Dropbox, 7 is on your side with the answers to questions facing D.C. voters right now. That's new at 11.